Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 66 of The Brunch and Judge. What? We did it. I don't know. 66 means nothing, I'm sure, but
No, it doesn't.
it's a number. We did that.
It is a number.
So, you know, cool. This week, our topic is doomed history. So, you know, it's going to be a really positive, uplifting conversation
It really
today.
is. Yep. It'll be happy times here at
No
the Brunch
bad
and
things
Judge.
could possibly happen when the topic is doomed
Nope.
history.
Nobody's going to get mad or be hateful.
No one dies.
Nope. Not at all.
But before we get into that, Claire, what are you
Yes.
judging this week?
Okay. This is going to be, it's my own personal, like, stupid, whatever. Anyway, I'm just annoyed. Super
Okay.
annoyed. Last couple of times, Brandon and I have gone out to eat. Can I just say, not everybody wants fries as their side now.
Well, I mean,
Okay.
like, you do. Everybody does want them, but not everybody orders them.
There. Me. I can't have them. I'm not supposed to eat them. So we went out to Chili's and we both got buffalo chicken sandwich.
Nice,
And
nice. I
they
approve.
just automatically come with fries. So I
Yes.
asked, can I have a side salad instead of fries? I mean, yeah, it's a little bit extra. It's like a couple of dollars, $2.50 more. And they're like, yeah, sure. They still brought me fucking fries with my sandwich. And I'm just like, are you kidding me, guys? I mean, they did bring me the salad. But I'm like, don't just stick them there in front of my face. So I immediately like took my plate and just dumped them on Brandon's plate. It was like, get them out of my
It's like,
face. I can't.
congratulations, you get the fries. Because,
You
no, I
get
get it. You're
double
like, I'm
fries
trying
tonight.
so fucking hard to not eat the fucking fries, and they give them to me.
Right.
Bye.
Oh, and this is a double judge. I'm going to be a double judge here in a minute. So
Okay.
last night we go to Rafferty's. We got steak. And so the steak is like one side plus a salad.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the sides. It's all fucking carbs.
Well,
All of it
yes.
is just carby, carby, carby. They did have broccoli, but I'm just like plain broccoli. Blech. I just, I just was not in the mood for it. And so then I saw they had a fruit bowl. So I was like, okay, can I get side of fruit, the fruit bowl, and ranch on my salad? And they're sure. They bring us the plate, both plates, loaded down with fries
Of
and our
course.
steak. And I'm just like, And then she's like, oh, didn't you have a fruit bowl? Yes, I did. And I hope you're not charging me for it because I didn't want two sides.
Right.
I didn't want fries. Why did they assume I wanted fries? I didn't want fries. So yeah, didn't want the fries. And so I told Brandon, I said, you just eat off the fries that you want. I don't care. Like, I'm not going to eat this. So then, this is my second judge of this. She brings me the fruit bowl. All it was two fucking strawberries and cantaloupe and honeydew.
Why is it always fucking cantaloupe and honeydew? Nobody
I
likes honeydew.
know!
Nobody likes it. And cantaloupe is not very good either, in my personal opinion. I hate melon.
No.
And that's all it ever fucking is.
I know. And I'm like, you know what? Chick-fil-A, who was right across the fucking road there, their fruit cup has way more variety than yours. And they're a fucking fast food
It's like, you
restaurant.
need to walk your little pretty ass over there, get some fruit, and then bring it back to me.
I
Here at my
know.
table.
Because at least Chick-fil-A, they've got apples, they've got mandarin oranges, they've got strawberries, and they've got blueberries. That is four different kinds of fucking fruit.
That's
Not
right.
just cantaloupe, and honeydew, which is basically the same thing, just
Golly.
different colors.
Blech.
And then two measly strawberries. I was like, what is this nonsense? This is a fruit bowl? And it was like in this teeny tiny thing too. It was like not, I'm like,
You're
come
like,
on,
you
that's
gave
a
me my
side.
entire body weight in French fries, but you give me
Yes.
this tiny little piece of
Yes.
shit fruit cup.
Yes.
Ugh.
You loaded, yeah. My steak was basically covered in French fries. And then, yeah, this, and I'm like, I hope you really hope you didn't charge me for that because that's pathetic. I mean, I ate it because I was hungry and I wasn't gonna eat the
Right.
and I did have the salad, but still, I was like really annoyed by that. I was annoyed by the fact they dumped all those fries on my plate, and I was annoyed by it was just cantaloupe and honeydew. Like, come on. There are so many other fruits out there,
You know,
guys.
so I normally would never tell people to do this because it's super fucking shitty. But like, maybe you need to start saying, I'm allergic to potatoes. I cannot have French fries. So
Right,
that they
maybe I
don't, so
do.
that maybe
Yeah.
they will make the extra effort to not bring you French fries.
Right. Like the next time they bring it, like, oh, I'm sorry, I
Like,
can't
send
even
the
eat that
whole thing back
steak.
and be like,
Yeah,
I told you, no French fries. I can't have potatoes.
like,
They
the
can't
reason I
even
said I
touch my
wanted a
protein.
fruit cup is because I'm not allowed to have potatoes.
They cannot even touch my steak. No potato.
Like, I'm usually
Like,
not that person. I'm not gonna
I
say
know.
anything.
I know. I am too. But I'm like, I've been
And I know
very
this is my
clear.
health. I mean, it's because of my health. That's why I'm not eating the potatoes.
Right.
And obviously, I mean, health update. I've lost 30 pounds since this whole thing has
Woohoo!
started. So, yay
Woohoo!
me. Hooray. Which is bananas. And my blood pressure is now under control. Which, I mean,
Yay!
I am on blood pressure medicine, but still, it's like
Still!
30 pounds. 30 pounds in 2 months is ridiculous. Anyway, so I'm like super excited about that. Yay. But yeah, it's like I'm trying to do this the right way. And it's like I don't want to. And my doctor, because that one time I did, when we went to Chili's, I did eat a half part of the bun. And she told me, she was like, well, if you were going to cheat, you made the right decision. She was like, eat the half of the bun and not the French fries,
Yeah.
because it was a brioche bun that was toasted. And she was like, well, she was like, that was better than you just like eating a slice of white bread. She said it wasn't like totally white bread. She was like, that was, So she was like, if you were going to cheat, she was like, that was the better thing to cheat with as far as, the eat the bread, don't eat the potatoes. So that was why. But I was just really annoyed by that. Like you said, you gave me like three potatoes worth of French fries on my freaking plate.
Yeah, and then
And
you
this
just
teeny
yeah.
tiny fruit cup of just honeydew and cantaloupe. Ew.
It's exhausting. Well, and like Spencer and
Like,
I
bleh.
are constantly complaining when we go out to eat the ridiculous amount of food that they'll give you
Right.
because like we went out for breakfast a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last week. Well, I don't know. He was here, whenever that was. We went out to breakfast and like I ordered an omelet, which I don't do very often, but it was later in the
Yeah.
day, so I felt like I could. And it came with hash browns, and then it came with either a huge ass biscuit, two muffins, two pieces of toast, or
What?
a pancake. And Spencer wanted a pancake with like eggs or whatever, so he ordered off the kids' meal. And
Yeah.
got like a couple of eggs with bacon and hash browns, and then that
Two
came with
muffins? Are
toast.
these like big muffins or like?
I mean, they're decent. They're normal muffins. They're not huge, but they're like,
Okay.
but like also, do like the omelet was probably
But
seven or eight
yeah.
eggs, and I ate
Yeah,
half of
because
the
usually you
omelet.
go, like, you go to these places,
It's
these
huge.
omelets are like the entire freaking
Well, and
plate.
like
Yeah.
the pancake is like the
Oh,
huge big pancake on a plate, and so
yeah.
like I gave Spencer the pancake. And so I literally eat only half of the omelet,
Right.
maybe a third to half of the hash browns. And like we hadn't eaten. It was like 10:30. We hadn't eaten yet. So like we were
Right.
hungry, but neither one of us could finish our food. He ordered off the kids' meal and he couldn't finish his food. I'm like, this is just too much fucking food for
Right.
a person. And like it's our constant, we're like, because we're always like, we need to just pick a thing and split it.
I mean,
Because I don't, especially like breakfast food, I don't want to take that home. It's not going to be good later. It's
no,
not, it
it's
doesn't
not.
reheat well. So it's
Yeah.
just, and so it's like what you said is like maybe you order a steak or something and you get fries, but they don't give you like a nice handful of fries that you can enjoy. They give you enough French fries to be three meals worth of French fries. And you're like, the fuck?
Right.
I mean,
And
it's,
especially now that I'm losing the weight, like I've noticed I'm not eating. And plus, a lot of some of these meds they've got me on are appetite suppressants, all that too. But obviously, that is probably absolutely making my stomach shrink because I'm not eating as much. So
Right.
I've noticed I am not eating as much in general. Like stuff that I used to be able to just like sit down and completely slam, you know, just like eat no problem and actually still like be able to eat probably a blizzard, a large blizzard
I
afterwards.
need you to know that I ate a large blizzard on Friday for is my work's birthday present to me. It's literally the only like I had a bagel at breakfast and then I didn't eat anything else until like 9 o'clock at
And then you
night.
had the
The
large blizzard.
large blizzard. And I was like, this is how it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to eat this thing all day long. It's supposed to be perfect. Sorry, just made me very happy. Continue. But yeah, but I mean part of
You know,
it.
like we would go to like Buffalo Wild Wings and get like 15 or 20 wings with a large basket of fries, eat all of that, and then go get a large blizzard. And now the last time we went, I've been getting salad instead of fries, you know, and get my wings. Last time I had like 7 wings left over that I took home, you know, and then it was like Brandon's like, you want to go get a blizzard? And I'm like, man, if we do, I can't do a large. I only do a small. We ended up not doing it. But even last night, we did do blizzards, and I'm like, I need a small. I can't do a large. And small was fine. Like, I didn't need a large. You know, it's like if I'm gonna do ice cream, I need to do a small. Can't do a large.
But I mean, like, I think there is, and it's sort of programmed from our childhood, I think, and still is. There is always a sense of parents trying to get their kids to eat more to finish food or whatever. And
Right.
like, when I was a little kid, I didn't eat food. I just would starve all day long because I didn't give a fucking shit about it. As I got older, but like I remember like constantly having food pushed on me. My grandmother was always trying to make me eat seconds or third or fifths or whatever because she's like, more, more, more. And so you get pushed into eating more.
Right.
And then you go to restaurants where they give you a huge amount of food and you feel like you need to eat it.
Right. And
So, I
see,
mean,
for me, I feel like,
it's
and we've
not
had this
like that.
conversation, for me, it's the opposite because I love my dad in so many ways.
No, your
However,
dad fucked you up a different way. And I love Joe, but all parents
yes.
fuck us up.
Yes, in so many ways. But however, because my dad had weight issues as a kid,
He wanted so hard for you guys to not have that,
yes,
and I get it.
he did it out of love. It wasn't like he was trying to starve us. Don't get me wrong. This
No,
was
no, no.
not out of him abusing us in like, you know,
It
that
was
sense of the way.
a hundred
He wanted,
percent
yes.
a parent wanting their child to not suffer what they suffered. It's the right, it's
Absolutely.
absolutely the right mindset.
Yes.
It's like, I
Dad was
suffered, I don't want you
overweight.
to.
Yes, Dad was overweight when he was a kid, and I always heard the story that he went to the doctor and the doctor was like, imagine that you're carrying 2 30-pound suitcases with you everywhere you go. Like dad was like 60 pounds overweight. And so it was one of those things. Yeah, exactly. But also, dad is a male and dad hadn't hit puberty yet.
Right. And they.
So there's also that.
Well,
So
and.
then it's like, you know, it's always a story of like, oh, well, dad went home and then nanny fixed him better food and blah, 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 and he lost the weight, yada, yada. But then also dad hit puberty.
And he
So you know
grew.
what happened when guys hit puberty half the time? They shoot up. Like, look at Walt. Walt was a chubby little boy, despite, you know, dad like not wanting us to get eat a bunch of junk. And then look at Walt. Walt hit puberty and he like grew 10 inches in like a month, you know? I
Well,
mean, he
and
was gone for
that's
2 weeks and then he was taller than me. It's like, what the hell? You know?
how it was with all of the grandkids. Like they all went through like chubby stages and
Right.
then they all suddenly grew, got taller. And yeah, like, you know, obviously being involved in sports helps some, but like they all grew. So kids get chubby before they're about to shoot up. That's just what
Right.
happens.
But for me, it was always dad was like constantly, it was like, why are you in the kitchen? What are you doing in the refrigerator? Stay out of the refrigerator. Don't eat those Famous Amos cookies. Those are mine. Those are my Famous Amos cookies. Why are you eating them?
Oh my God.
You don't need that piece of cheese. Like that was constantly what I dealt with growing. Like, why are you in the chips? Get out of the chips. Like it was like they were such Nazis about the kitchen area as a kid. Like it was, and it was one of those places that it was like so off limits. It was like, had to, I was sneaky. I had to be sneaky, you know. It was one of my favorite things to like go get a piece of cheese and like fold it into like the little squares and get crackers and eat it, you know. But it was like I had to be sneaky about it because it was like if I wanted a snack, I couldn't have it. Not openly. Like I had to sneak and get food, you know, if I came home, you know, or if mom and dad were gone with Walt to like a baseball game or something, then I could like kind of snack because they weren't there. You know, then I could like eat cheese freely. Cheese was my favorite snack.
It
Cheese is
still
still
is.
my favorite.
It's like it's
Cheese
still
is
your
still my
favorite
favorite
snack.
snack. And I'm so glad that I can eat cheese on this new thing that I'm doing. Because if I couldn't, I'd cry. But because they took away bread, well, white bread, not all bread. But anyway, so that was like for you, you know, it was always like eat, clear your plate. But for me, it was like, why are you eating everything? And so I feel like for me, that was like when I went to college,
That you had
it
the
was,
you could do whatever you wanted. Finally, you were free.
I could go and spend my money on sodas and chips, and mom and dad weren't there to judge me or stop me or constantly be like, why are you eating that? What are you doing? You know, it's past 9 o'clock. Why are you eating? You know, that kind of stuff. Like I constantly got that growing up. And like I said, you know, they did it out of a place of love because, like I said, dad was chubby growing up and he was trying to prevent that from happening. But in trying to prevent it from happening, he made it worse. So psychologically, really messed me up. So, yeah. It's one of those things that you look back now and you're like, why am I the way that I am? And you're like, oh, that's
Oh,
why,
that's
because
why.
I was never allowed to do that at home. And so whenever I wasn't at home, I went bananas. You know, I was like, ha ha, I'm not home, you know.
Now, I remember you coming over to my house and being so excited that you could just eat chips and drink soda and eat the ridiculous amount of brownies or cookies, whatever the hell mom made, because mom was always
Right.
baking. And I just remember being like, even then, being like so sad for you. Like, ah. It's like it shouldn't be that exciting that my mom made fucking brownies. She was always making fucking brownies.
Right,
Like,
right.
but you were
And if
just
we
like
did
so
have, and
happy to
like I
just be
said,
able to have it, you know?
yeah, we did have like the Famous Amos cookies. We had them in the house, but those were not ours. Those were dad's. No. And he's like, why are you in my Famous Amos cookies? Those are mine. You know, it's like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. So, yeah. Anyway, trying to, and then it was just like, it got to the point where it was like, my eyes became too big for my stomach, and I would just, I don't know, it was just more. And I got to where it's like, even what they gave you at restaurants, like, because they give you insanely large portions at restaurants, and even that wasn't enough, you know, because I think for me, it was like fast food restaurants for me never gave you enough, you know, for me. So it was like I'd always like get extra stuff, which I know dad would like die a thousand deaths because of that. You know, if he knew that I was like getting like the meal with the sandwich and the fries and the drink plus like extra things, you know. But now it's like I'm not, you know, it's like back it down, you know. Like I said, she was like, oh, you can still get things, but like get the grilled chicken nuggets with a salad. And I've even stopped getting the meal. Like I just get like either the grilled nuggets or the chicken tenders with a side salad and a fruit cup. And I don't even get the drink because I'm like, I can't have sodas anymore because I'm on medicine that makes sodas taste gross. And boy, howdy, do they taste nasty. Like, I don't even want to like touch them because she asked me this last appointment. She was like, how are you at sodas? And I'm like, I haven't had a soda. I've tasted them since I started this medicine. It's not just even the drinks, the like, no calorie, like fizzy drinks, like the ice drinks or anything like that. I can't have those either. It's the carbonation. Anything that's carbonated, I can't have. Like it just, like I can have that. I can
Like,
have the
these are
vitamin
yummy.
water.
This is all
Yeah,
I
I can
drink
have the
anymore.
vitamin waters or these, the Bai teas or Bai whatevers. I can have those. Anything that's not Arizona teas, all that, I can do that. I just can't.
Can't
Anything
handle
that's
that
carbonated,
carbonation.
yeah, anything that's carbonated, it tastes disgusting. It's like gangrene in my mouth. It's gross. I don't even know.
Cool.
It's bleh. But so, yeah, she's like, So it's like I can't do sodas at Chick-fil-A anymore if I go there. I can't do that. So I'm just don't eat. And it's like, do I even want to risk the calories with the sweet tea and the diet lemonade and all that jazz? So I'm just like, I can just make my own drink at home, you know. Or now I've even been going to Qdoba because I get their bowls. They got the brown rice. I can do brown rice
I enjoy the it's been a
and
long
all the
time, but I
things.
like Qdoba bowls.
Yeah. So
It's
it's like I'll get
basically
something
just
like
what I
that
make at
now.
home.
But I was just, yeah, I was so saddened by Rafferty's fruit cup because it was like, come on, Chick-fil-A does a
Try
better fruit.
harder. Yeah.
Yes, Chick-fil-A, a fast food joint, does a better fruit cup than you do. Come on. Do better. Sorry, that went on longer than I intended.
It's
But
okay.
anyway.
There's a lot more to it than just, hey, fucking fix your fruit cup. It went to a whole other place.
It
And
did. It
there's a lot
really
of my
did.
judgment in there too, because I get angry at restaurants
Yes.
and I'm like, why are you giving me
Yes.
12,000 potatoes worth of fries? Like, I mean, I want to eat them all, but that's the
I know
point.
that you love fries. I know, but I love fries too,
I
but I'm
love
just
fries.
like, no, be strong. Don't do it.
Yes,
It'll
I'm
be worth it
impressed.
in the
You
end.
are amazing. I am
Be
super
worth it
proud.
in the end. I know, because you said it's not forever. It's like when we get to a certain point, we can add the stuff back in, but and not go bananas with it. But it's like right now, it's like I'm trying to do better. And dang it, these people are not making it easy.
No. Stupid restaurants. Too
I think
bad.
it's just going to get to the point to where sometimes I'm just going to have to like pack my own bag and just be like, hey, I showed up to your function with my own food.
I mean, people have to do that. I always take like a granola bar with me because I'm always worried that people are gonna have stuff. Because I mean, obviously I eat meat, but like I don't want to eat a lot of meat. And sometimes you go somewhere and it's like, hey, I barbecued like 12 different kinds of meat, but we have some potato chips too. And I'm like, oh my God,
Right,
I'm
and you're just
starved to
like,
death. I'm like, I
and
can
you're
eat a
like,
little bit, but like if I eat that much meat, I'll feel bad because I don't eat it consistently
right, you're
anymore.
just like,
So,
you don't have a
ugh.
salad or anything around here.
Or like their salad is covered in 12 pounds of dressing. You're like, I mean,
Right,
it kind
or
of
it's like, but
negated
we
the
have a
spot.
pasta salad, and I'm like, I can't do pasta, you know, or something like that. It's like, ah.
So, yeah, I always take a granola bar. Luckily, I'm not truly vegetarian because most places don't have truly vegetarian options.
Oh,
Like,
that's true too. Yeah.
it's really irritating.
I mean,
But I
yeah, I
try and
feel
stick
bad
to
for
just like
anybody.
chicken.
Yeah, anybody who is truly vegetarian, because I
Ugh.
feel bad,
Well,
because
I
it's
don't live
like,
in a fucking small town because, like, I can't
or that,
even
yeah.
get the city that I worked, I'm gonna say past tense now, for. I was on the fucking committee that puts together like the stupid events and things, and I would always be like, shouldn't we have a vegetarian option? Like, no. And like,
You're like, but
are
probably.
you? Because at Christmas, they give everyone a turkey or a ham, your choice. I'm like, what about people who don't eat meat? I'm like, oh, well, they just donate it. I'm like, that's shitty.
What? That is
You're
shitty.
making me donate my gift from, oh, fuck you. So I'm
Right.
out. I'm out. Just whatever. It's,
Yeah. No.
I mean, I took the ham. We cooked the ham. I ate ham twice. I might have had two pieces of ham. Spencer had a little bit more. Then we threw it away. It was a total waste. But I tried to get the smallest one I could find.
Right.
But now I
But
can't do
anyway.
that because now I'm traumatized by pig products, so I can't have ham or sausage or bacon
Oh.
or
But
anything
anyway,
else.
that's my judge
It's an
was
excellent judge, Claire.
I was annoyed by restaurants lately because not everybody orders fries as their side.
You know, they
Don't
don't. And like,
assume.
I actually try not to order fries at a sit-down restaurant because
Right.
I try and limit my fry intake because I love them too
Yeah,
much. Too much.
because you
Like, I
always want
recognize
them.
my love of French fries. And I know that if I truly embrace my love of French fries, I will die. It will actually give me a heart attack and I will be dead.
Right.
So, in the interest of long, healthy lives, I try to only eat French fries once a week.
Gotcha. I mean, it's fair. That's fair.
I mean, some
Anyway.
weeks it's more, some weeks it's none. So, like, it's an average
It's
thing. It's an
balance. It's
average.
all
That's fine.
balance.
Okay. Well, anyway.
So, what are you judging?
Well, so I have lots of things I could judge. But in the interest of time management,
Yes.
I'm going to judge my journey today to the bakery.
Okay.
So like Spencer and I haven't been going to the bakery very much later, 'cause much to both of our dismay, Spencer's favorite thing that they made is not currently on the menu. I think they just cycle off and on or
Oh,
whatever.
okay. What was it?
He really loved is like a smoked a piece of toast, like their nice fresh baked bread or whatever, toasted. And it had smoked salmon on it. He loved it. It was very good. It had
Oh, okay.
capers and like dill. I don't know. It was whatever. I would never eat that for breakfast because I don't. I
You
will
don't like
not eat
fish.
fish for breakfast. Okay. I
Gotcha.
like salmon. I even like raw salmon. I eat the raw sushi. I'm a big grown up girl. I've tried it. It's
But you're
yummy.
just not gonna do it for
I'm not gonna
breakfast.
eat fish for breakfast. It's my rule, hard and fast. But so nothing else on the menu really brings him a lot of joy, so I don't ask to go very much because I pick stuff up for work now and then, so I still get it. But since he's not here, I was like, I'm gonna go to the bakery. I'm gonna get my stuff. So I go, and it is officially tourist season, and like,
Ah, yes.
not to be a dick, because I too am a tourist at times. I go to places and I'm a tourist.
Yes.
And I'm always trying to be nice and polite, and like none of these people are mean or rude, but like it is a tiny ass town. So when the
Yes.
tourists come, it basically doubles the population, and I hate them. I feel terrible saying it because what? But like you notice it in this town more than you notice it. Like I lived in LA, never
Right.
noticed the tourists, and there's always tourists.
Right.
I lived in Salem, Massachusetts, and in October it's a fucking goddamn nightmare. But even then, it's fine. You just kind of suck it up and
Right.
move on. Not a big deal. They don't impact your normal day to day, really.
Yeah.
But here, where
Yes.
nobody lives, suddenly there's all these people. And so the line out the door is astronomical, but I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It's a nice cold and cloudy day. I'm wearing my Pacific Northwest sweatshirt. I'm having a good time. But so like I'm standing there, and of course I'm texting Claire. I'm also texting Spencer. And I am behind a line of there's probably 10 people, and they're not in the one big group. They are three separate groups of people. So there's like a couple, and then there is like a small little group of people that seem to know each other, and then there is a couple right in front of me that are separate from them as well. And I swear to God, they are all wearing the exact same outfit, and I'm dying because, like, Claire, our OG brunch and judge was us making fun of the goddamn sorority girls coming to brunch wearing the exact same fucking
Oh
outfits. And it just was this thing like, dude, have a personality, be different. And, like, there's this uniform Pacific Northwest tourist hiking outfit in which they wear. They all wear like very similar hiking pants. Like they don't just wear
yes,
leggings because
right.
that's how you know that you're not a tourist, really. It's like you look like crap because you're just running to the bakery to grab some
Yes,
coffee and a
yes.
pastry. But so here are these people wearing their little hiking pants. They have on the very specific hiking boot type tennis shoe because that's
Yes.
which is not what real hikers wear because you need boots to support your ankle if you're really hiking. So these are
Yes.
absolutely fucking tourists, and they're wearing their hiking tennis shoes with their hiking pants, and then they're all wearing the exact same puffy coat, just in different colors. It has a little hood, and I'm like, A, it's not that cold, okay? It's not that cold right now. It's gonna be like look at me, I'm wearing short sleeves now.
Yes.
It's like 2 hours later, it's hot. It's like it's not that cold. Two, like, did
And
you
plus,
all
you were
go?
standing there in just a sweatshirt.
I'm
So,
just,
like, if it had been that
me.
cold, you would have been like
Yes.
bundled. Yeah.
I'm in a sweatshirt. That's it. And I'm wearing my normal tennis shoes because I'm in fucking town. I'm not going on a hike. Why are you wearing this? But, like, so, yeah. So, one, they're wearing the same fucking stupid jacket in different colors. And it's like a warm jacket. And I'm going, like, okay, fine. If you're going hiking after this, and you're actually going up into it's a little bit
Into the
cooler up
mountains.
there,
Yeah.
but also you're not going hiking today because it's raining. Like it's starting to rain and it's gonna rain on and off all day. None of you people are actually gonna go hiking today. Please just embrace the fact that this is all a fucking lie that you're telling yourself. Because they all come from Portland, which makes me laugh. Because
Right.
we're sunnier usually than Portland. So they come here in order to get away from the rainy days. I'm like, this is the rainy day. You're not going outside. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm dying. And then I shit you not. Like, so we go through and like, I have no idea what most of those people ordered, but the couple in front of me, they were like picking up cookies. I'm like, what the fuck are you even doing? Like, I want two of those cookies
Cookies.
and two of those cookies. I'm like, this is breakfast.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Why did you wait in this line forever to pick up fucking cookies? What is wrong with you? So I'm just like dying inside because all I wanted was my freaking quiche because I love their quiche. And then like I got a couple of things so I could have a special treat later today, and I got a scone for tomorrow, and then I got coffee because I'm not a pleasant person until I've had my coffee. And then like so wait, pleasure there's, but you pick up your to-go orders because they heat up the quiche for you. They make the coffee. You pick them up outside, and there's a small area that's covered, but most of it is open to the quote unquote elements. And so all these people are like huddled underneath trying to get tables because it's like, oh my God, it's raining. And I'm like, are you even from the Pacific Northwest? Because like, this isn't actually rain. They're all like putting their hoods. I'm like,
This is mist.
we don't do
Calm down.
hoods. It's like, you don't put hoods on here. It's barely raining. Like, it's not even gonna frizz my hair rain. Like, you gotta stop. Like, it's gonna rain later, but like, it's not right
Yes.
now. What is even happening? So I was dying and I was sending all of my hate, like, blah, 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 because I.
You're like, just get out of my way and let me get my quiche.
And I'm like, it's. I went a little later thinking that I would miss some of the huge tourist crowd, and boy, was I wrong. These were all the lazy tourists that thought they were going to go hiking
Right.
today, but they aren't. They're not
Ah,
hiking. It's a
you
lie.
were wrong.
And I'm like, God damn it. I just like, yay for tourist industry, for the town. It's all great. Great for the bakery. Glad that they're getting, lots of business. They deserve it. But also, ugh, could you
Right.
just be original for like 5 minutes? The same fucking coat. And then, like, there's a guy who had the coat, except it was a vest. He had the puffy vest, but it was the
Ah.
exact same. And I was like, the fucking
Nice.
hell, man. Oi. It's not that cold. It's not that cold.
Oh, but it
And again, this is coming from me, the girl who's perpetually cold. Like, I wear my North Face jacket until
all the
well
time.
into June, and I didn't put it on today because it wasn't that cold. Pansies. God. Okay. That's it. That's my judge. It brought back all of my early memories of our, because I was getting
Judging
my
all the
brunch. I was there for brunch, and I'm like, this is Claire and I going for brunch. And then we're
ever
judging
judging all their
Velma.
girls in their Han Solo pumpkin spice latte outfits
That's right.
with their vests and their leggings and their UGG boots.
And like,
Yes.
don't get me wrong, I absolutely am that basic bitch. Minus, I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice lattes. Different
Oh, me
latte, and
neither.
I'm here for it.
No.
I have the Uggs. I'm here for leggings that aren't see-through.
Yes.
And like, I love my North Face jacket more than anything. I wear it all the damn time. So like, I'm here to be a basic bitch, but I will not wear that outfit if someone else is wearing that outfit because then that's weird. Not really into
It is
twinning.
weird.
Not a
No.
twinner. So that's it. That's my judge. If you're going to be a tourist, please try not to look like every other tourist. That's all.
Yes.
Just a little different.
Do your
Different jacket. Put a different jacket on.
right.
Goddamn cookies. I was like, I'm here desperate for
He's
my
like, I want my
quiche.
breakfast.
Like,
I don't
I'm
care about your
hungry.
cookies.
Oi. Whatever.
Look, if you're going hiking, you're gonna need more than cookies,
Thank you.
please.
I was like, at least I almost ordered the avocado toast because it's really good, but I really love their quiche. And
Yes.
like, I will make my own avocado bagel because that's what's in my cabinet, but I can't make my own quiche because I'm one person and that is too much.
Yes. But you're like, you're going hiking, you're gonna need some protein, not all that sugar. Just saying.
But I'm like, whatever. But
No.
they're not really going hiking. Let's
No, they're
again,
fake
no one is
hiking.
going hiking today.
They're
That
fake
was a
hiking.
lie. So,
Anyway,
whatever.
that was a
That's
good
it.
judge.
Thank you.
I appreciate that because, yeah.
To bring it back around to where this all started many years
Right.
ago.
All of our judginess, right?
I have, for
Like,
some
we're
reason,
like, why are all these people dressed the same? What is
for some reason,
happening?
that just sets off these bizarre alarm bells that I just cannot explain. Like, two people looking alike, I'm thinking, oh, they were being cutesy and did this on purpose, or they were like,
But when
oh, you
it's
have
a
the
whole
same idea.
group, you're like,
But then you're like, there's this peer pressure thing happening that I just don't
or you're like, is
understand.
this a cult? What
It
is
is
going on?
a cult.
You're
Hike, okay.
like, what is happening?
Just so you know, hiking in the PNW is also a cult. It
Yes.
is, because I thought I liked hiking until I moved here, and then I realized that I don't
Nope.
at all like hiking. I like
Nope.
walking in nice
I like
green
walking.
settings, but like I grew up in Kentucky with the Appalachian Mountains, which are not really
That
mountains, by the way. I mean, they are. They're
they're just
mountains,
big
but
hill.
they're
They're big
like,
hills.
they aren't giant things of rock covered in snow all year long. And like,
Right.
when you hike in the Appalachians, it's kind of like a this, it's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, like a slow, like it's a little bit
Right. It's
up and then
not.
a little, but like when you hike here, it's like you go up and then you like walk kind of on a diagonal to go straight across because it's literally that steep. And you're like, fuck, I don't want to do this anymore. So, no,
You're like, I'm in over my head.
I mean, we've been a few times, but I'm like, this is not my level of hiking. I'm more of a
Nope.
walking in the woods kind of a girl.
There you go.
Anyway, so
Well,
there you have it. There
I like
are,
that judge. That was good.
there's our judges for the day.
Yes.
So, time to bring us to our topic du jour,
Yes.
which was, of course, doomed history. So, Claire, what uplifting story have you brought us today?
I'm gonna be talking about the Challenger space shuttle.
Nothing bad happened there at all.
No, not at all.
No traumatic memories from
Oh,
that.
nothing. Oh, but I got my sources from Wikipedia, Britannica.com, History.com, Space.com, NASA.com, and I watched the Netflix documentary thingy called Challenger, The Final Flight. I had seen it
Nice.
before, but I did it just to like refresh my memory. So, anywho, let's get into this. Challenger space shuttle was the third space shuttle in the space shuttle program. The space shuttle program was launched as a way to have like regular space flight, almost like eventually to be like commercial space flight for people to like, to eventually
Well, that didn't
lead
work
up
out.
to, obviously, to eventually lead up to like taking normal people up to space and for, to take businesses, like if they had satellites or anything like that, up into space, that
Who are
kind of
the
thing.
satellite?
Yes.
I love
Yes.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. None of those things happened, but okay.
Yeah. I
Good
mean,
dreams.
they did take satellites and shoot up into space, but not to the extent. But they were wanting to do eventually get up to moving it to like doing like two a month. Like that was their end goal with all of it. Like that was what they hoped to do. And that they were saying that by the end of it, they were hoping that it would like pay for itself, which,
Also didn't happen.
it was so fucking expensive. Anyway.
I knew none of that. Okay.
Yeah, that was like the whole purpose of the space shuttle program was to eventually get to like that level of, yeah, I guess kind of what like Elon Musk is trying to like do now, kind of
Well,
thing.
and he's
So,
also
not
super
doing it, but
succeeding,
anyway,
right? All that
no,
success is just happening
yeah,
everywhere.
what he's trying, yeah, not doing anyway. So, it was the third shuttle in the shuttle program, behind the Enterprise, which was the first, and the Columbia, which was the second. And it had been launched 9 times previously in 3 years. Spent a total of 62 days in space, and a lot of firsts happened with the Challenger. It was the first shuttle to host a spacewalk, like the other ones, I guess, just went up into space and orbited.
Okay.
And that was April 7th, 1983. The first shuttle to carry American female astronaut, which was Sally Ride. And the first African American astronaut, Guion Bluford, Also carried first Canadian, Mark Garneau, in 1984. The first mission where astronauts replaced, not replaced, repaired a satellite in space. So, I mean, it did a lot of good things.
They had
And
some wins and successes. Very
they
cool.
did.
Very cool.
Yes. Oh, and that's the whole space shuttle program was like a way for them to reuse the shuttle. Because
Right.
up until then, it was that was the whole thing too, is it was super expensive because every time it was like everything was destroyed. And it was just like, and it's a one-time thing and we're done. And so with this, it was like everything could be reusable. Like the rocket boosters, like even though they that those are the things that like fall off of the shuttle once it's launched into the water, they go and collect those and bring them back and reuse them.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. I didn't realize that
Yes.
part was reused. Cool.
Yes. So they go and collect those and bring them back and redo all that stuff. So the 10th launch slash mission for the Challenger, this primarily was to deploy a tracking and data relay satellite that would have been part of a constellation to enable constant communication with orbiting spacecraft. And also, they were planned to study Halley's Comet as it passed near the sun and to deploy and retrieve a Spartan satellite. That was part of that deal. But this mission also had a lot more media attention than normal because this one had the first teacher that was supposed to go into space.
Right, I remember
And her name was
that.
Krista McAuliffe, and she was 37-year-old high school social study teacher from New Hampshire. She was married to a guy named Steve, and they had two kids, a son and a daughter.
She was a social studies teacher? I
That's
guess I just
the
assumed science 'cause
That's
space,
what
but
the
interesting.
Wikipedia said.
Okay. I don't know. But cool.
In fact, I think Britannica even said that too.
I
It
mean,
says
why not?
social studies.
Who am I to
But
judge?
it was a national thing that Reagan put into place. I think it was called Teachers in Space.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think they said 11,000 teachers applied,
Oh,
and they got it
wow.
down to yeah, and they got it down to 10 finalists, and they all came in, and then they had to do a bunch of like physical tests then to
Right.
see, and then at the end they picked the like a runner up who was like, if something happened to Krista, then the runner up would get to take her place. So they had
Right.
like a backup. And then, Krista was the winner. And the lady who, I think her name was Barbara, was the one, but they had her on the documentary talking about,
It
but
was almost her. Ugh.
yeah.
That's gonna be
Who, and
horrifying.
she did eventually get to go into space in 2007, just
Oh,
BTW.
I did not know that.
But she was from New Hampshire, and she won that national competition. She beat out 11,000 other teachers and earned her spot among the 7-member crew. She had to go through months of physical and psychological training to prepare her for the launch and reentry. And like I said, she was going to be the first teacher to teach a class from orbit, and that she was going to teach two classes up in space. And then when she got back, she was going to spend the next 9 months touring the country, lecturing across the US, teaching. And the end goal was to highlight the importance of teachers and to interest students in high tech slash, which now would be considered STEM careers.
Right.
Try to get them interested in, that kind of career path. Also on this crew was a guy named Dick Scobee. He was the crew commander. He was in the Air Force at one point. His degree was in aerospace engineering. He was married to a woman named June, and they had two kids, Kathy and Richard. So he was the crew commander. There was my papers tangled up in my cords. No. A guy named Michael J. Smith. He was married to a woman named Jane. They had three kids. I didn't catch the third kid's name. They had two of the kids on the documentary, Allison and Scott. He did have another child. They had three kids. He was the pilot. He was in the Navy. He was also I had a degree in aerospace engineering. A guy named Ellison Onizuka. He was a mission specialist. He was in the Air Force and he was married to a lady named Leiko, and they had two daughters, Janelle and Darian. He was also the first Asian American who was supposed to go into space. And he was Japanese American and he was from Hawaii. So there was a lady named Judith Resnick. She was a mission specialist. She was an electrical software biomedical engineer, and she was the first Jewish woman to go, was supposed to go into space. Actually, she was. She'd already been up, I think, once. A guy named Ronald McNair, he was a mission specialist. He was going to be the second African American in space. He had a PhD in physics, and he was a fifth degree black belt in karate. A guy named Gregory Jarvis. He was a Hughes. He worked for Hughes Aircraft Engineering. I'm assuming Howard Hughes. And he was the electrical engineer. And he was an Air Force captain. And he was married to a woman named Marcia. So all these people had families. You know, it was just like, it's really sad. I know. So the. A lot of this is going to be in layman's terms because I don't know if y'all didn't know this, but I'm not a rocket scientist.
What? No? All this time, Claire, I thought you
I
were.
know. Shock, surprise, right?
Turns out Claire does not know astrophysics that well. Huh.
No,
Interesting.
no. I'm going to dumb this down as much as I can.
Ha.
So, the Challenger mission was delayed for several reasons over several days. Part of it was it was grounded because they had trouble getting the Columbia, the previous shuttle, was up, and they had trouble getting it grounded. So it delayed because they needed to get it back on the ground. It was delayed because of weather. There were lots of issues with weather leading up to it, and delayed because of technical difficulties. A lot of that going on. The one day that would have been good that they were supposed to go, they called for rain, and the rain didn't come in until later. And if they had just gone ahead and gone,
It all
it
would have
would have
been
just
fine.
been, yeah. But the rain didn't come in until later, and they waited and missed it. And yeah. And so I'm just like, ouch. Ooh, not good. And then they kept waiting, and shit kept happening. And it was just like, ugh. Anyway. So. January 28th was the launch date, the new launch date, because I think they like delayed it over 6 days. The night before, the temps dropped to something like 18 degrees. This is in Cape Canaveral, guys. This is in
Yeah, that's
Florida.
really
It was like a
bizarre.
freak. Yeah, it was a freak thing, you know. And by the time that they're supposed to launch at 9:38 a.m., they had only risen to 26 degrees.
What year is
Yeah.
this again? It's
86.
86. Okay.
1986.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure that I have
Yeah.
my I
January
thought it
28th,
was
night.
86 'cause like I have no memory of this at all, but I have
Yeah.
manufactured a memory of it. So.
Right. January 28th, 1986. So they had to like run some water to keep the pipes from freezing, and because they had all this water running, there was like ice all over the place. Ice all over the fixtures. I mean, all over the launch pad. I mean,
Ugh.
they said some of these icicles were like 1 and 2 feet long, like hanging off of shit. I'm
And
just like,
everyone was like, this is fine.
right. And see, and they talked about how, like, because it was so cold, like, they're talking to the spouses and the children of these people, how, like, the night before, these astronauts were just like, oh, they're not going to go tomorrow. It's too cold. It's going to be too cold. They're not going to go. So they said, like, the night before, it was just kind of like this chill, like, whatever, because nobody thought they were gonna go
Right. It's
because
like
it was
they've
gonna be
canceled for all the
cold.
other things, so yeah.
Right. They're like, this not gonna, they're not gonna do this. Yeah. And so, yeah, ice was everywhere, all over the aircraft, all over the launch pad. They wound up delaying the launch until 11:38 a.m. when the air temps finally got up to 38 degrees. And they were able to knock a lot of the ice off, but still, I'm just like, whatever. So they launched at 11:38 a.m. on January 28th. 37 or yes, yeah, 73 seconds in. It exploded and broke apart in smoke and fire in front of the whole country on live TV. And it was the first major accident slash disaster of the shuttle program, which was terrible. It was just like, what is happening? And to see, like, you all need to watch the documentary because the documentary is just like, oh my God. I mean, those people's families
Like
were
you're
there.
there, you're watching, you're
And
excited, and then it's
yeah.
all going
And
to
it
hell
was
for
to
your
hear them
eyes.
like talk about it on the documentary. It was like in the moment, they didn't know what happened when it happened. It was just, it was one of those where it was like, and then they came over the loudspeaker and said that the shuttle had exploded. But then it was like one of those things where they thought maybe if it landed, that they were, because the guy was maybe still able to pilot it. Like, you know, they still had a smidge of hope, smidge. But it was one of those, they did, it was like, didn't know what they were actually seeing when it happened. So after it happened, Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, appointed a special committee to investigate. And it was concluded that the severe cold reduced the resiliency of two rubber O-rings that, so in the rocket boosters, the big things that shoot it off, these O-rings go where they connect, and they're supposed to seal it off. And the cold kept them from sealing because when rubber gets hard, it's not pliable. And they didn't close the seal. So this is where I'm gonna like try to dumb it down. The hot exhaust gas, I'm kind of reading this basically straight from what was on one of the sites, because it was like, okay, this kind of dumbs it down a little bit. It says the hot exhaust gas was able to leak, causing a flame, which you can see like in the, they show it, and it was from the angle that they were at, they couldn't see it when it happened, but one of the video cameras, they sh eventually show it. And that's one of the things is when they first released it, they're just like, oh, it's a plume. NASA refused to call it a flame. And so the media was like, it's a flame. And they're like, no, it's a plume. What the
The fuck? Just like
What are you doing, NASA?
bad shit is happening. Just it doesn't matter what you call it.
But so it's a causing a flame that gradually eroded a strut that secured the booster's base to a large external tank carrying liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen for the orbiter engines. So it caused that strut. And then it said at the same time, a thrust booster lagged, causing the nozzle steering systems to compensate, which, like, I guess shook it. So the strut broke because of the heat and the flame. And then the booster, because the strut broke, the booster thing swiveled. And it says the nose, forcing the nose through the top of the external fuel tank, causing the tank to collapse and explode. So
Yeet.
because of these O-rings
Like
that cause
two
this chain
pieces
of
of
reaction.
fucking rubber is
Yes.
that's insane.
So because of these two O-rings being cold overnight, and it was something to do with, like, I guess where they were situated, because what I read on one of them was like one side, I think it was the left side, was like 20 something degrees, but on the right side it was like 8 degrees. Like where they were sit, I guess
Wow,
where the
okay.
sun was hitting
Well,
it,
oh,
or
right, yeah.
because it was like in the shadow. So yeah.
Wow.
So what makes this a doomed history? I'm so glad you asked. So this is where it gets really shitty and shady. The day before the launch, the manufacturer of the O-rings and the rocket boosters is this company called Morton Thiokol.
Okay.
out and they're out in Utah. And they the and this is something that had been going on since the shuttle program launched back with Enterprise and Columbia and even Challenger with these O-rings. They had noticed that when the boosters were, this is why I was saying they collect them and they look at them afterwards to reuse them. When they would go out to the ocean and collect them and bring them back in, and they're looking at them, they were noticing that the O-rings were degrading with the heat and stuff like that. But they noticed that with one of the launches, they were degraded worse than normal, and that there was like a place where the O-ring was completely like something had gotten out. And the only difference was that particular launch, it was 53 degrees outside, which was the coldest launch, the coldest temperature, air temperature launch that they had ever done.
Oh, so
And
they
this was
had an
prior, this.
indicator that perhaps cold temperatures were bad for these O-rings. Oh,
Yes.
shit.
Yes. And so these engineers were like, they kept saying these O-rings are an issue, the ones who were doing these, rocket boosters. And so the night before, they're going over everything, trying to decide if they're going to launch the next day. And it was like, is there anything that's an issue? And these engineers were like, yes, O-rings, these O-rings in these
They're
temperatures.
literally saying the O-rings and the temperatures, it's bad. Oh
Yes,
my God. Okay, this is
yes,
awful.
yes. And there was a conference call. So you had all these people, the engineers, and like the presidents, vice presidents, whatever, of Morton Thiokol in this room with a few people. They're on a conference call in this conference room on a phone call with people from NASA in, I think, Cape Canaveral. They were like in a trailer on their little phone. There was like five or six of them in there. And talking about this, and the guy from NASA is like, it's inconclusive. It's a guy, his last name was Malloy. I can't think of his name, Larry Malloy. Anyway, this guy was seemed like a real dick, and he said he had no guilt about it. And I'm like, you asshole. Yeah, he's like an old
All these
geezer now.
people
He
are
might be,
dead and he didn't feel any guilt about it. Oh my God.
yeah, like, you ass. Yeah, go. Yeah, this is why I'm like, oh, you won't be mad about this at all. Yeah, go watch that documentary. You won't be angry. But he's just like, oh, these results are inconclusive, blah blah blah, because they didn't have any data below 53 degrees.
So they're
Even
like,
though
let's
that
make
one,
some data.
yeah, and so, but the people from Morton Thiokol were like, or at least the engineers were like, no, these O-rings are an issue. We know it's an issue. But then they're like, well, can we take a we need to take a like a little break so we can just discuss amongst ourselves. And basically, they only took a poll amongst the higher ups, even though the lesser engineers were in the room. And so it was one of those that was like, they all voted to go ahead and say they were going to launch.
Even though
It
the
was okay.
engineers were there going,
Yeah.
no. Oh my
So they
God.
came back and they decided to say that the data was they that they were going to agree with the Malloy guy and say that the data was inconclusive. And so they had one of the upper that so NASA came back and said, "Will you sign something and fax it over?" Basically as a CYA for NASA. And so this guy named Joseph Kilminster, I think was his name, signed it. And this, and they had the guy who, the one guy, he was like, yeah, I knew how to use the fax machine. And so he was the one guy, and they had him on there, and he was like, I faxed it over and I feel terrible for it. Like he was crying, like he was getting, emotional about it. And, they talked about how when they were sitting there watching it, that they're praying that it was, and the guy who was like in charge of that, the rocket boosters, his daughter was on there, and she was talking about how he kept saying, it's not over, it's not over, it's not over. And then it exploded. And it was just like, some of these guys were really emotional about it. They feel
Well,
horrible.
because they were like, we kept saying you had to feel like you didn't do enough because it happened, even though they were trying. They were saying
Yeah.
no.
Yes. And so
This
they
is why
said the
management
evidence.
is garbage.
I know, right? So they said the evidence of the failure of the O-rings was inconclusive, and there was a substantial margin in the event of failure or erosion. So they said to proceed with launch, and the NASA project manager who was on the conference call called the NASA team leader to discuss the launch decision amid weather concerns, but didn't mention anything to the NASA team leader about the O-ring discussion. And so they decided to launch. It was all about weather.
Oh my God. So,
Yeah.
like, the NASA people that were like, okay, we'll launch, had no idea that this conversation had even happened.
Some of them didn't. Yeah, no.
Ugh,
Mm-mm.
fuck that shit.
Yeah. And so there was in this commission committee that Reagan, he wanted one of the, he had a guy and he told him he was like trying not to make Matt, it was I think it was a senator whose last name was Rogers, who said try not to make NASA look bad. But they also had a scientist whose name was Feynman on there who was like a Nobel laureate guy. And Sally Ride found out about the O-rings, and so she like gives this other guy who's on the committee this paper about the O-rings, and so it like find a way to like mention this in this hearing thing, And so he gives the information to Feynman because it's like this guy will know what, and so he goes and he buys O-rings in the middle of this committee hearing. He has like smaller O-rings and does this whole thing where he puts them in cold water. And then he stretches them out and then he shows that they don't bounce back and they don't. So he does this whole thing like on TV
Wow.
at this committee thing. And because he's a scientist, it's like, oh shit. So it was this whole, I mean, it was like, ha 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 ha, So, I mean, people lost jobs, which they should have because fuck
Yes.
those people. But I
Yes.
mean, it was almost like a big, it seemed like it was going to be like a big cover up. To a certain extent, it was like, fuck you guys. People died.
Yeah.
Seven people died. People lost husbands and sons and fathers and sisters and moms. And it's just like, for what? Because you all wanted to save your pride and your whatever,
If there is any question in something like that, like any thought that perhaps something might not withstand the situation, like you just pause. Like, what the hell? Those are real people.
And so they were like saying that at this point NASA was, kind of underfunded and they were feeling the pressure and the push to keep going because that was the whole goal of the shuttle program was to like get these shuttle launches up to a certain standard, because like I said, they were hoping to do eventually get up to like two a month, and almost make it like a commercial space flight thing, which it was like, what? Which
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the whole point of the shuttle program.
I
I'm
didn't
like you, I
either.
didn't realize that that was going to be that was the end goal of the shuttle program. But once this happened, obviously the shuttle program was suspended immediately and it wouldn't launch anything again for over 2 years. They did wind up doing a complete overhaul on the rocket boosters, obviously. And part of that obviously included the O-rings, and they installed heaters to maintain consistent higher temps with the O-rings, so the O-rings wouldn't,
Wouldn't be a problem in
lose,
the future?
yeah,
Nice.
wouldn't like lose their resiliency. They also did make some safety updates to the shuttle itself, even though that really wasn't an issue in this instance. They did update some landing gear to improve the steering, and they did add a new escape option where the astronauts could jettison out a side hatch to escape, even though that wouldn't have like saved them in this instance. They aren't sure exact. They suspect or hypothesize, I don't know which word would be better. Guess they guess that the people survived the initial blast, but they either died due to lack of oxygen on the way down because everything would have just cut off or died from the impact hitting the ocean, one or the other. So they feel like they survived the initial explosion of the Challenger,
I don't know if
but
that's a positive thing or not.
I know, right? I
But
honestly would have rather just like died from lack of oxygen, just
well, I
you
feel
know.
like I would just rather just die, not know, not have time to
Right.
panic about it.
Anything, right? Yeah. And the shuttle program was eventually shut down in 2011. Oh, before that, there was another incident in 2003. The space shuttle Columbia burned up on re-entry,
I remember that one.
and seven people perished in that. But after that, there really were no incidents. That was the last one. And the shuttle program was shut down in 2011. Obviously did not meet its main goal of consistent space travel, and the Atlantis, Spatial Atlantis, was the last shuttle to make any kind of space flight. So that is the doomed history of the Challenger, because people fucking knew there was a problem and they gambled with people's lives and decided to go anyway.
That is
So that's,
disgusting.
to me, why that's doomed history,
That is,
is because they knew.
they knew.
They
Oh my
knew.
God. Wow.
And yeah.
I knew none of that. I have not watched that documentary, apparently. But that is one of those things that, like, I guess I have seen enough footage of it happening that it
Right.
feels like I saw it in real life, but I didn't. I would have been
Right.
like 3 years old. I couldn't possibly remember. I wouldn't even have
I
been three.
was,
I was two. I was 2 years
I
old.
started to say, I wasn't even two.
Yeah.
I was almost two. Yeah.
So I'm like, I absolutely have no memory of that at all whatsoever, but still, I'm like, ugh. Wow.
So yeah, to me, that is why that is doomed history, because they knew there was a potential issue. They didn't, I don't think they knew to what extent it would affect them, but they knew there was a potential issue and didn't stop it. They
Wow.
could have said, we could wait another day. Like, what's the harm in waiting another day? And they didn't. And look what happened.
I think to me what always stands out is that the teacher was on that flight. I mean, like a
Right.
true 100% civilian. Like just it was
Yep.
all for goodwill and
Right.
to really further promote NASA and getting people excited about space and going into STEM careers, and that you wouldn't take the extra care specifically knowing that
Right.
just makes me nauseous in a way that I can't explain. Like, no one, of course, deserved to die. Like, none of,
No,
but
no,
like,
no.
I feel like there's extra care that's taken when you have like a super
Right.
special guest. Like, you care a little harder, right? Because you know the
Yes.
whole goddamn world is watching.
Right. And what is also, I feel extra shitty about this too, is the, I think it was Gregory Jarvis. He was supposed to have been on the two previous space shuttle flights, but he got bumped because they put senators on those two
Ah,
flights.
fuck that. So he ended up being on the doomed flight. No.
Yes. Yep.
I hate that.
Yep, he got bumped from the two previous ones because they put US senators on the two previous flights. And I'm
Stupid.
just like, damn, what? So I'm just like, ugh, that's terrible.
That is
And
terrible, and I hate it. I hate it
yes.
very much.
Yes.
Well, thank you,
And
Claire.
it was just, yeah. And it was in an era when NASA was trying to diversify, because they said up until this, like the 70s, it had all been like white Anglo-Saxon men. And they were trying to bring in more African Americans, more women, you know, and it was this whole thing. And then, you know, the teachers in space, and they were trying to get kids excited about it, because the kid who, the actor who played Ralphie in A Christmas Story,
Oh, right.
he was like the spokesperson for, like, there was a program about some kind of kids in space, you know, kids doing NASA or something like that. I can't remember the name of it.
Right.
But trying to get kids interested in doing, that kind of stuff. And he was going to be part of that with Krista McAuliffe was after she got back, he was going to travel with her
Oh.
and do part of the lectures and stuff, like with the students, because he was part of that with the children. And he was there, and they interviewed him in that documentary too. And he talked
Wow.
about how, yeah, and it's just, and how he was just, you're there, and it's like you see that happening. It's like, oh my God. Because he said that that was going to be the next thing, was like kids in space.
Yeah.
Once they did the teacher thing, and they did bring it back, and they didn't call it like teachers in space, they called it something else. And that's how her second, the Barbara, wound up going in 2007. I think they said she went on the Endeavor space shuttle. She did wind up going into space
You
and
gotta
did get
wonder
to
what
teach.
that was like, to be like,
Right.
I could have been this the one that didn't make it, and instead, 20 years
Right.
later, I get the opportunity.
Right.
Insane.
So, yes. And it's just like, oh my gosh, that's kind of creepy. But yeah. It's a good documentary. I suggest you watch it. It's, they talk about all the families and all that. It's just, and they have a lot of the family they interview people from the families, and it's just kind of heartbreaking in a way, because it's just, dang. Because it's almost like they lied to them, it's just, and it's like there was almost a cover up, and then there wasn't, and
Yeah.
you're like, I'm glad there wasn't, because that would have been
Worse,
terrible.
yeah.
But yeah, it was just, but then it was like when it happened, they're telling, they have recordings of them telling people, like, stay off the phones, whatever your screen is in this moment, don't touch it, like, just start getting all your data, like,
Oh,
do
wow.
not, like, don't ex like the people in Houston, like, once they launch, then they turn everything over to Houston, because Houston's the one who
Right.
communicates with them while they're up. And it was like, whatever your screens are in this moment, do not touch it, just start collecting all your data, do not, nobody's allowed to use the phone. It was like nobody was allowed to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
It
wow.
was like, don't talk to the press. It was just like, just stay where you are, don't touch anything. It was like, because everybody was thinking that something else had happened, and then when they found out it was this O-ring thing, and then it was like, oh, but they fucking knew. They had documentation that this had been a problem since the fucking beginning. And it was like,
Just makes you not want to trust
ah,
anything.
right. Especially when you've got the engineers are the ones that were like, no, 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 absolutely not. So, yeah. Anyway,
Oh,
so that's my doomed history story.
that
It
feels horrible. I feel horrible now.
was horrible. It was so horrible. Like
Oh
we
my
said, nothing
God.
bad here.
Oh
Nothing
my
bad
God.
here. Yes, it is
Oh.
horrible.
Claire, that was amazing and also terrifying. What you may
It
not
is
know
terrifying.
is that while I have always loved space and wanted to study space, because I wanted to
Same.
be an astrophysicist. That was one of my career goals until I had
Space
a middle school
fascinates me.
science teacher fuck my love of science. So there's that.
Aww.
But my sister apparently has also always loved space, but like she's always wanted to like go to space. I've had zero interest in going to space because I don't really the thought of being in a thing that there's no oxygen outside and I have to trust the mechanical thing or it
Right.
just meh.
All kinds of things can go wrong.
Yeah, I'm not there. Here for pictures and really cool telescopes. I have a telescope,
Right.
you know. But I would not volunteer to go to space, and my sister abso-fucking-lutely would. So there's that. I mean, to each their own. I'm content here on our little planet Earth. I mean, I like to move around and see all the things, but I'm content here, thanks. But so now I'm gonna have that nightmare to contend with. I guess I always thought NASA was good and pure, and like, not really. I mean, they weren't all bad, just a couple of assholes who listened to lots of assholes from a company.
Just because, well, I mean, there was the one asshole was basically like,
It's
I
fine.
wanna, yeah. Like, it's inconclusive. Are you sure? Really? You wanna make that gamble? Mister, I don't feel any guilt. You
I can't,
know?
like, I mean, I feel guilt, and it's not even anything to do with me, but like, I feel guilt that
Right.
about it, that we live in a world in which we let this
So
shit
how do you
happen. Like,
sleep at night knowing that you made that decision
even
and
if,
seven people died, seven families lost family members,
because I
you
mean,
know?
even if you say something like, I have always felt terrible that my decision led to this, I don't feel guilty because I made a decision based on the evidence presented in front of me. I trusted my decision. It was the wrong decision. Like, that's another statement entirely. But like, I don't feel guilt. I'm like, I'm sorry. What is the fucking wrong with you?
Right.
Like, you
And
should.
there, but there was a guy who was like, and I don't know, I can't remember exactly what he had when he made the decision, but he said, he said, I made the decision based on what I had in front of me. And he said, I would make the same decision again based on what I
Had
had in
in front
front
of
of me.
you.
And I'm just like, what?
Would you really? You wouldn't at this point say, now that
And
I
I'm just like, these are
understand.
old white men. With all the audacity that was on clearance apparently at NASA that day. And I am just like, what is wrong with you?
So it's what I get it. Like, I can understand being like, I made that decision on the evidence in front of me, knowing what I know now. These decisions are I would make it a decision like this differently because I now understand that there,
Right.
when there's that gray area, you have to err on the side of human life. Like, I mean, come on. Pretend like you grew from this situation at least. God damn it, old white men. You know how I feel
I know.
about them.
I mean, they're like some of these guys, they were like doubling down. Like, yeah.
Well, and like maybe they feel like they have to, or they open themselves up to lawsuits or something. I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. Garbage.
Or maybe they just feel like they can because they're old white men and they're so fucking self-assured about everything.
Right. Or it's like,
Entitled.
or they're like, it happened so many, you know, what, almost 40 years ago at this point. Meh. We don't care. I mean, the documentary's been out for a while now, so what, like 35 years ago at this point?
Gross, gross, gross. Okay. Hey everyone, when you have a big decision to make, just err on the side of human life. That's all.
Right.
Yeesh. Anyway. Well, that was an excellent story, Claire. My story is too long, so we're gonna go ahead and just end this week's episode here, and then we'll do my story next time because mine's too long. Doomed history takes a lot, I think, in order to like set it up and be like, this is why it was doomed, or to come back around and be like, this is why it was doomed.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So.
And I was trying to like condense mine and be like, this could be like hours. I need to like
I know,
shorten it.
but
I
when
need
you
to
were
make it
telling me all
layman's
of your research,
terms.
I'm like, holy hell, like I only have like two sources for my, well, three. I have three sources, but I'm like, holy crap. But I also
It
did
was
not
just
want to show
because
you.
some of it, like Wikipedia, like good God, all the like science ease. I'm like, I need somebody to dumb this down for me. Like I need somebody to like speak in more normal people talk.
More normal people. Okay. Well, here I will go ahead and put in this week's sweary affirmation.
Okay, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Have the balls to say what everyone else is thinking.
Yeah. That's true.
And also to say, no, we will not launch today because we do not know that the O-rings are stable enough to manage it. Let's wait. Yeah.
Right.
People suck.
People do suck.
Well, I guess that means that it's time for Tarot Time with April. A spooky spooky. All right. I don't know, Claire. What do we think is going to happen this time?
Who knows?
Trying to turn on my moon lamp here. There we go. There we go. All right. Tell me when to stop. What's a good space th song? I don't know any.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh my God. Ground control to Major Tom? I don't think I know them.
It's Ziggy Stardust.
Oh,
Space Odyssey.
what's this the theme song to Armageddon?
Oh, I don't want to miss a thing.
I don't
Don't want to
wanna miss it.
close my
I don't
eyes.
wanna fall asleep because I miss you, baby.
And I don't want to miss a thing. Okay, stop.
Like
Armageddon.
that was the first person that I was
Deep
like, "What's that stupid?" Because like, what was the other one that was also Armageddon but wasn't Armageddon?
impact.
Thank you.
Deep impact. Because it came out first.
Deep Impact did?
I think
No,
so.
I don't remember. I just remember they were both out at the same time and they were the
They
same movie,
were. They
really.
were.
Do 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 do.
Because then there was also like Volcano, and then another one that was like Volcano, which
Yes,
was like Dante's Peak or
Dante,
something.
yeah, Dante's Peak, because that's the one I remember. That's where Grandma burns her legs to push people across the acid river or something.
Right.
God, the 90s, man. Wait, all right. We are going to start off our week with the Knight of Cups.
Knight of Cups.
Our midweek will be filled with the sun. And I'm sure you won't remember this one at all, Claire, but we're going to end our week with
Uh-oh.
the Pope.
Oh my gosh, really?
I know, right?
Ah, out of all the cards in that freaking
He
deck.
comes up so much.
There are so many
I
that we
just
haven't even
don't,
had.
I know. I don't even understand why he hates me so much, what he's coming at me for, but he's obviously coming at me. Okay. The Knight of Cups. You're gonna love this. He sits in the quad, jeans, a white t-shirt, and a worn copy of Vonnegut dangling limply from his hand as he stares out into the distance.
I think I remember you reading this to me once.
He smokes, of course, and his dark hair is tousled and curly. He says hi to you as you pass, but his smile doesn't reach his eyes. He looks sad, and his sadness is on your mind for the rest of your life.
Wow.
But he is so romantic, I can't even stand it. And that is literally all it says about the Knight of Cups.
He's romantic? What?
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, he's
Like a brooding,
well, like the
like,
yeah, the brooding, super intelligent, deep thinking college guy with like the dark hair. Like I get it. I see it. I see it. It's the mood. I feel the mood. Not really sure what that means, but that's all it says about that. The sun, if I recall, is about shining light onto shitty things, bringing bad shit into the sun and making it seen. That's my memory, anyway. Does that sound right?
I think so.
The
Shining light on all the
sun
things,
shining the light on
bringing
all of
things
the
into the light.
things. It's I am happy. Shining the light on the things that are in the dark. He investigates them and leaves them exposed, even if they worry him. It seems to be just moving things into light, reaching into the darkest corners, and burning away the sadness. So I guess the sadness of the Knight of Cups is going to get burned away. Because, you know, he had the sadness you'll never forget. We're going to
That's
burn away that sadness.
right.
So, you know, and then we're going to end with the Pope, who is.
Yeah, the Pope.
I sometimes feel like, am I, what is it? Am I a teacher? Am I supposed to be teaching people the things? Am I looking for a teacher? Because I feel like the Pope is supposed to be the guy that communicates between God and like the normal people. So I what do you want? What do you want from me, Pope? Please be more clear in the future. So I don't know. Romantic darkness with some sadness, but we're going to burn away that sadness and bring all the things into the light and be happy. And because we're happy, we're going to finally know what the Pope wants. How about that?
Right.
Fuck that nonsense.
Maybe he'll leave us alone.
He'll never leave us alone. He torments us. It's my birth card, and I'm
He
starting to
does.
be like, hey,
I
what do
think
you
we've
want?
only had I think we've only had my birth card like once.
And we get the Pope all the damn time. Like, all the
Yeah.
damn time. It's,
'Cause which one did we was it the devil? Was that the one we had? Or the
we had the
lovers?
lovers. I think we've had them both, but only once each,
Yeah.
I think. But I don't remember now.
What's your other birth card?
Temperance, which we've had.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. I don't know. I shuffle the damn cards, guys. I shuffle the cards. I make Claire tell me when to stop smushing them around. So like, I don't even know anymore. Don't even know.
It's true.
All right. Well, I guess come back next week and see what the Pope has to tell us again.
Right.
And come and enjoy my story that I will be bringing you. You'll love it, I promise. And until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, subscribe, comment, yada, yada, yada. And if you would like to send us topics for our wheel or any stories that you would like us to cover, please send them to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching,
And keep on judging.
especially the people who wear the same exact outfits as everybody else.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.